Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the honor and the pleasure to have Laura Gonçalves.
But that was very nice.
From Portugal.
Yes.
Signore e signori, abbiamo l'onore di avere Laura Gonçalves. Gonçalves, sorry.
Very good, yes.
Direttamente dal Portogallo, che ha presentato il suo cortometraggio The Garbage Man. Is it the first time here in Sardinia?
No, it's I've been a lot of times to Sardinia visiting because my boyfriend is from Nuoro.
Okay.
So I came a lot of times, but it's the first time that I'm in Sardinia in this context.
Okay.
Coming to a festival.
The strange thing is that we got many directors, and the idea of movie making began probably in 1997 from the birth of the Film Commission.
Oh.
Because we did documentaries before.
Mm-hmm. And without financial support.
Film Commission didn't exist since 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a problem. But now I think we try to make to grow up things.
Mm. And how is it going? How is it?
Well, we got a couple of good directors, and since last year we began to make animation.
Really? So yes. They started supporting animation.
Yes.
In Sardinia.
Yes.
And who are the directors? So the films are already out?
No, because
they've been supported.
Yes, they are starting to making animation studies, and not me directly, but there are a couple of classes,
yes.
And they are studying animation. With the contribution of Los Angeles Academy.
Oh,
yes.
Really? Okay, but how does it work with the classes? Is it people that inscribe and they have it like throughout the year? Is it like more a workshop kind of thing?
No, it's a kind of workshop.
It's okay, so it's
workshop.
More
there's a team
limited.
And they work together, and everyone got his own part.
Okay.
And they are learning, and you are here with an animation short.
Okay, but I'm interested in that conversation because I went to look in the Film Commission.
Okay.
Because I never heard that something, because my boyfriend is from Sardinia and he is also a filmmaker of animation, but there is no animation supported in Italy.
No, here
most
in
of the
Italy.
People go to France,
exactly.
Or to other places to be able to
exactly
make a film with support. And so we went to check what is the Sardinian Film Commission, and we understood that they had
it's a new kind of course. Yeah
So well done, that's cool.
Finally,
yes.
something's going on. And the idea of The Garbage Man,
yes,
where everything began.
Well, The Garbage Man, the film, it took a lot of time to until it reached the film that you see now. It's the idea comes from my willing to represent a bit of that moment that we have at the table when we are all together, and we are telling stories to each other, and in this story,
in the family. Okay.
And one of the stories that come up, we usually talk about my uncle very often, and stories that he used to do.
Yes.
Just because we remember something, we talk about like an object or something, and it comes up.
Some mythological. Someone mythological.
It's kind of, yes. Okay. It's someone that, you know, like when you repeat memories so much that you start to repeat the same words.
Yes.
All of the same, telling them always the same way. And you don't remember if you remember it, like it's your own memory, or if it's something that, you know, you just know it because you kept listening to it so much.
And we got many things in common, because also here in Sardinia, we got the large tables with all the families.
Yes,
and I know you know, because if your boyfriend is from Nuoro.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you lived something like that in Sardinia too.
Yes, there's a lot of. I'm really in love with Sardinia.
Okay.
It's a really beautiful. Besides the beauty of being so natural, still, because in Portugal it's. We have a lot of beauty too, but there's a lot of things ruined.
Okay.
In Sardinia, this kind of a preservation of the beauty, which I think it's super amazing. Like the community knows what is beautiful, and you preserve it, and it's really nice. And there is also like a lot of sharing and heritage of traditions that I think it's really wonderful, and I hope that it continues to be preserved in this way. In this August in Nuoro, I went to this. I was telling this story today. Masks, you know, like the carnival traditional outfits.
Imamutones.
Yes, they do it in Nuoro, but they do like different ones from different villages. And in the end, so they cross, it's kind of like a corso, and they go through it. And then in the end, they all go to a piazza where they all dance, and there's like music playing. And there was this people from, I don't remember which village it was, but they were wearing a lamb, not a lamb, pecora.
The sheep.
The sheep, yes, the cover. It was all, they were all wearing the wool.
With a mask, eh?
Also the mask, yeah. And there was this person that was older, and he was dancing, you know, doing the traditional dance. And then there was a teenager also doing the dance, and then there was a little, you know, like 4 years old.
The tradition must go on.
Yes, and it was so beautiful, and I started crying because it's so beautiful to see. It's so difficult nowadays to have this kind of, you know, we are further and further away from older generations, and here I felt that there was this preservation and continuation of this.
It's a tradition that we keep very, very close.
That is very nice. Yes.
Even if I'm half German.
Okay. So. You also have a carnival there. So.
Okay. But without water, only beers.
Yes.
And let's continue to your short.
Yes.
Why? And
but it has to do also because it's like the preservation of like this heritage, you know, like my uncle, it's inspired in his life.
Okay.
Because I'm talking about different moments of
his
life.
Okay.
That are also important for the fact that he's only a person that is being, we are telling his story, my family is telling his story, but this is also thousands of people in Portugal that went through the same different moments. So the, you know, born he wasn't born in, during the fascism, but he lived a lot of life during the dictatorship, yes, in a very small town in the mountains of Portugal where, yeah, people were really poor. And then he went to war, to Angola in his case, which a lot of people went as well. And they were forced to go. There's nothing you can say. So he was just one of the people that went amongst thousands.
Okay.
And also he went to France as an immigrated to France illegally, because he went, yeah, during the dictatorship.
Yes.
And also thousands of people went through the same. Also my aunt says that in the film, you know, like everyone did it.
Yeah, but that's your work is a preservation of memories of humanity, absolutely, and beautiful. And why did you choose the animation?
Okay, so the animation, I think that animation is a very powerful tool. It gives you, it's a very, it has a lot of potentiality, because, yeah, it's basically, you have white sheets of paper where you can create everything from zero. Like, also animation, the animators are usually considered to be really control freaks, because basically everything that happens in the film, it's because you created it. It's not like you just put the camera rolling and, yeah, whatever happens happens, you know. You just, you know, there's a dog barking there because you knew that you wanted the dog there, you know.
It's, yep, not.
And in 2D especially, frame by frame, is how I can express myself. So I use a lot the line, the drawing of the line. It's something that, for me, it's a way that I can capture moments, yeah, I can draw people. And every time that I'm in that situation of, I love to listen to people's stories, and I, you know, my imagination just goes off, yes, and I think a lot about how would I represent that in through animation. So for me, it made sense to have this film in that way, in that, yes, using the expression of the line, but also the memories. I wanted to, so, you know, to separate those two moments, and I wanted to people understand, yes, where was, you know, the present, and when was memory, but without leaving the table too much.
Yes.
So there's kind of like, you always go back to the table and to those memories, and I wanted the public to be part of being there and at the table. So I wanted to have color to distinguish, so I wanted to have color in the past.
Okay.
And there's also these two characters, the monkey and my uncle, that are kind of like in the present.
Okay. And as if you said, that the monkey was still there on the photos.
Yes, but the monkey existed. That photo of the monkey, it was something that I always saw, but I never really questioned him about it. He died when I was younger, so the whole process of making this film and asking people, yeah, not just about the memories that we all that I'm also so used to listen to, but I also wanted to know a little bit more about the past.
Okay.
So that was a very important for me as a person, not just for making the film, but it was so rich to have done this film, to know more about my family. There was so many things that I learned by talking to people, yeah, and to have that space. So
it's very, very tough and hard to the research was very tough.
It was interesting. It was tough in a way that
hard feelings, because probably, yeah, when you remember one beloved people.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the idea of this film.
Okay.
You know, like, I wanted, and that is something, like, whenever we're talking about my uncle,
okay,
we laugh.
Okay.
You know, we don't feel sad. We, okay, feel, you know, there's an emptiness, but we have, you know, like, so many memories that he left, and we still celebrate him somehow.
And fill the void with this happiness.
Yes, it's kind of, it's someone that we celebrate.
Okay.
And of course we miss him, but it's like, that's, when we are talking, like, this is actually how it happens in the film. It's like we're talking about him and we laugh.
Yes.
You know, so it's nice. There's like a silence that I wanted to have in the film, because it's also like sometimes, you know, when you're remembering something and then there's like, oh yeah, you know, when you start, you know, but you know, it doesn't happen anymore. So you have a kind of like that, yeah, so there is this absence.
Okay.
But then again, you know, like it's celebrating,
yes,
his life that is the most important thing. It was what I wanted to give with the film was that, you know, to pass in the celebration of a memory of someone that brought us together. We are here all together and we are remembering things that, yeah, he left us. So.
And how much time did it take to realize this short?
To realize? You mean to direct?
To put the right process,
okay,
pre-production, production, and post-production.
So
complete to work.
So it was the production of the film from the moment that I started doing pre-production was 3 years until the end.
Oh.
It was supposed to be less, but then there was COVID. So with COVID, it got a lot longer.
How much people on your team? Just for my curiosity.
There is different stages of the film. So for example, during the production, it was around 9 people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there was also the post-production, which had the musician, the sound designers, the compositors. So it was like in total I already made the maths before. Everyone that worked in the film was 24 people.
Oh.
Around 24 people.
Yeah.
Doing different things. And yeah, so the film was like 3 years, the production, but I spent around 2 years doing the writing, doing the interviews. And it was like, so the whole thing was about 5, more or less.
Oh, okay.
And then when I got the financial support, I started the production. But I still kept recording a lot of things. There was a lot of things that came up after I started already the film. But yeah, it was it was around that 5 years.
Very good and very patient.
We have to be patient in animation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, definitely. You have to really like what you're doing to be spending that much time doing something.
Yeah. And what about the full-length movies?
Like a feature?
Yeah, like a feature movie. Are you planning to make a...
I would like to do a feature, especially because I like to work with real voices,
okay,
with real sounds, to tell stories of people that I know or that I cross my path, that I feel like it's interesting and they're
very interesting.
They're telling a story that can be related by, you know, that you know, like it can be universal. It can talk about a lot of things that other people also goes through.
Yeah.
Like for example, for my uncle, I'm talking about these moments in war and immigration that he went through, but a lot of people are going through that now, you know, like the fact that people throw garbage and he collects it and gives them a second life, like all of these little things. I feel that people can tell their stories and they can, you know, it can be in any part of the world.
Yes.
And so when you're using voices, you have to, and you're doing a short film, you have to cut a lot out.
Okay.
And you have to really, you know, the short is all about, you know, resuming something into a feeling, into an emotion, and it takes a lot of power of resuming. I'm not,
yes,
sure if this is the right word, resuming.
No, it's correct. Fare riassunto in italiano.
Okay. Riassunto, okay.
Yes.
And
riassunto è to compress and,
yes,
to find the right words, the,
yeah,
and the right sentences.
Yes, exactly. To and sometimes you cannot use voices, so you have to use it through the, you know, visually. You have to have it there. So the long, to do a feature, for me it's appealing because I would like to not have this restraint,
okay,
and being able to do it. But doing animation, it takes a lot of money and time. So I'm just waiting for the right story. I'm waiting for the right moment to apply for this huge financial support.
Yeah, but the results are amazing.
Well, I hope that if it in a feature film would be the same, because
yeah,
sometimes
not?
People have the tendency to kind of short down.
Why not? You got humanity. You got the memories. You make a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
So.
Give me some money then.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be a movie director too.
Okay.
I made a movie.
Okay, that's nice.
But with a very small budget, and we bought to Sky TV.
You got bought by the Sky TV?
Yes.
That's really nice. Awesome. Congratulations. Because if you do something that you like, even if it's without a lot of means,
yes,
and you really believe in it and you really put effort to it, it's going
but,
to...
But I'm really...
But people shouldn't work like this. People should be paid to make a movie.
Yes, but when you... Well, that's my... In my case, I really love... the small movies, not short movies, small movies. A couple of rooms, a couple of people.
Mm.
They try to solve something in their lives with
mm-hmm.
memories and probably regrets.
Mm.
And try to be a better person. That's
yeah.
my kind of idea and political every time, because I'm anarchist. So
that's cool.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Grazie.
Grazie a te per il tuo tempo.
Grazie a te per mi sentire a parlare.
A great energy.
Thank you. Awesome.
Un saluto da Laura, Unica Radio. E ci sentiamo per il festival durante la giornata. Grazie a tutti, ciao.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.